Today's episode is sponsored by Flipboard. With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Lawrence Kane Jr., financial coach and host of the Abundance University podcast, where financial success happens on purpose. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. We've just been rocking along for this 2018. We're already in August. It's just been amazing how, you know, even though the time goes by, the work is the most important part of it, right? So hopefully you've been sowing seeds. Hopefully you've been, you know, knocking out your financial goals. If not, of course, you know, here at Abundance University, we can help you with your goals, whether it's helping to stick to a budget, getting rid of debt, whatever the case may be, man. Reach out to us, abundanceuniversity.net. Again, just thank you guys for tuning in. Now, just a quick recap on the month, on the week that we had. I mean, it was good. We had kids that went back to school. We ironed out some after school programs this year. So Abundance University, of course, we have our youth programs, Entrepreneurship 101, as well as Money 101. And we'll be doing both of those programs this school year. So we're excited. They'll start in September. If you have, you know, sibling, child, or family member that goes to Lincoln Heights Elementary or North College Hill Middle School, they'll be introduced to how to manage their money and how to start businesses. So we're excited about that. Again, they'll start in September. We finally got everything squared away with the Abundance University Financial Empowerment Seminar. So our live workshop will take place August 25th at 10 a.m. At 1776 Mentor Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45212. We have partnered with First Financial Bank, the Roseline branch, and they will be in the building helping people with financial success. And what can I say? I mean, we've been doing the seminars for 3 years now, and we're just trying to make them better. We're trying to reach more people in the city, and you know, what better way than to host free seminars every month? That way we can, you know, give them the game. So if you've been listening to this podcast and you're in Cincinnati and you haven't been to a financial empowerment seminar, highly recommend you do. I mean, we have a good time. It's kid friendly, and we just always try to make sure we add ultimate value. Basically this week was pretty cool. If you are a subscriber to the podcast and you got the notification a little later than usual, is because I actually had just got back from out of town. I was at a youth retreat for my church. We took a little over 45 kids to Marengo, Ohio. And we were disconnected. I mean, the thing was, before you connect with the world, connect with the Lord. And we were just building. So I'm excited to be back home, and I'm excited to be sharing this episode with you. So continuing on with the Money Seed series, right? We're at Money Seed Principle number 23. Your behaviors should match your beliefs. Right, your behaviors, right, what you do should match your mindset, right? So, you know, don't tell people what you're trying to do financially if your behaviors don't match your beliefs. You know, it's just like when you're trying to lose weight, right? You're like, oh yeah, I've been going to the gym, but it's like, yeah, you've been going to the gym, but you haven't been eating right. Right. And if that's really my issue, right? Like I can work out with the best of them, but my diet isn't the best. My nutrition isn't the best. So, You know, I try to. I'm working towards getting to that place where my mindset and my behaviors are matching for my physique. But for our finances, right? You know, you can't say you're getting your finances together and you're still spending money. Remember, at Abundance University, we don't spend money; we use money. So, you know, positive financial behavior includes, you know, planning in advance, creating a budget, and actually sticking to it. And part of sticking to the budget is planning in advance. We tend to buy things that we don't necessarily need because we're not planning in advance. So it becomes a need due to our lack of planning. Example is, you know, you're going to have a busy day, yet you don't pack your lunch, yet you don't, you know, prepare your meals in advance, right? A lot of people are getting into meal prep and meal prepping on Sunday to make sure you have food, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner Monday through Friday. A lot of people don't do that. So, you know, if you can get in the habit of preparing, right? Like when I get off of the podcast line, I'm going to lay my clothes out for the week. Like I'm tired of I'm not about to spend a lot of time trying to figure out what I'm gonna wear for the day. I'm just over it, and I need to be operating at a higher level. And me trying to pick out something to wear when I wake up, that's over. Not at least not for this week. So, you know, doing things like that, right? But going back to the financial behaviors, right? Saving money. So you get paid, just transfer it straight to your savings account. You know, set a goal of, you know, $30, $100, $200, whatever it is, whatever makes you comfortable, makes you feel good about it. Set that number. Every time you get paid, tuck that in. Put it in a savings account, right? Paying bills on time, right? Reading to increase your value. Doing things to where at your job and in your business, you can stand out. Right? What makes you different than the other people that do what you do? Have you identified that yet? And if you haven't, what are you doing to get to a point where you can identify it? And if you have identified it, how are you adding fuel to that fire? Right? So if you have trouble, you know, developing the belief, right? Like you have to believe that you'll be debt free. You have to believe that you deserve more money. Like you have to believe that you'll get your credit together, all of that stuff. If you have trouble with that, then you need to get around people who are both there mentally and then also there financially, right? Like if your friends are broke and they don't have any belief, then y'all might not want to be talking about finances together. Get around somebody that really knows what they're talking about and knows what they're doing. You know, they can hold you accountable. They can actually share their resources, and you'll be in a better position, right? So you need to really focus on who you're around, who you're talking about, or who you're talking to about your finances. Like just bottom line, get in front and get around the right people, you know. And just another thing, like when I was 22 years old, you know, I started network marketing. And no matter what company, I mean, I did a bunch of companies, like a bunch of companies, and I had the same goals in every company. And coincidentally, I also had the same problem that was preventing me from making the money. And it was because my beliefs were big, but my behaviors were mediocre. And, you know, I spent money on business cards, but I never passed them out. I used to call 10 people a week instead of 10 people a day, right? I used to, you know, get happy after I actually got somebody on the phone. It'd take me like 15 minutes to call another person. I was like, nah, like that's not gonna get it done, right? So as I start building Abundance University, I was like, you know what? I can't have these same, you know, behaviors when it comes to my business as I did those network marketing companies. I took ownership of it. And it's crazy because, you know, when I think of my business cards, and again, I used to buy like 500 business cards for one company, probably only pass out 30 at the most. And then I'll be on to a different company, getting another set of business cards. And I had so many, I ended up throwing them away probably 2 years ago. I threw away every network marketing business card I had. I threw it away. But it's crazy because now I find myself running out of business cards because my behavior is totally different. I'm always out. I'm always making sure I have business cards on me and I lead with who I am. And in return, people are asking for my business card. Before, I was just asking people, can I give them my business card? And there's nothing wrong with that. However, I pass out way more now than I did back then. So just trying to make sure, you know, I'm focusing on my behavior. And that's what you need to do. If you're listening to this, you need to focus on your behavior matching your beliefs. And if your beliefs are crazy and you doubting yourself and you feel some type of way about your finances, like, get that out your mind. Like, you're bigger than your debt, you're bigger than bad credit, you're bigger than your, you know, net income, you're bigger than all of that. And you need to, your actions and your behaviors need to catch up. So, you know, one thing I want you to do is write down one behavior you wish to add to your lifestyle. Like, what is something you can add daily, monthly, yearly, weekly, whatever it is? What can you add that can really help you change, you know, your lifestyle? And then write down one behavior you like to change. I'll be real. So I'll do this exercise with you, right? Like, one behavior I wish to add is to be that person that's, you know, building the pipeline for my business and actually making cold calls or whatever, sending out emails. I'm not as great as that. I can have a good moment where I'm reaching out to some people, but my follow-up, I wish I could just be great at following up. And I'm not the best at following up. I you know, if I can grade myself, I'm probably a D- when it comes to following up. If it weren't for other people reaching out and following up for their own financial gain, then I probably, you know, wouldn't make as much money as I'm currently making. But I need to follow up. I need to really get that under my belt. And then one behavior that I like to change is really, honestly, is for my, I need to get up earlier and actually, I need to actually start writing down what I need to do every day. And maybe I need to do that the night before. And being consistent with it, right? And I think a lot of us, we can say that we need to be consistent at the things that we know we need to do, because we've done them before just on a smaller level. So that's what I would say. So, I mean, again, guys, like, let's focus on making sure our beliefs are matching our behavior and vice versa. Like, if we can do that, let's just focus on that. Let's not be, you know, too critical of what we're doing and where we're at, because we haven't really, like, give yourself 6 months of just you going all in and see where you're at. That's what I challenge you. By December 31st, 2018, if you can say you gave every day your all, where would you be? And how would that make you feel? And how would that benefit your lifestyle, your family, your legacy? That's how you got to think. And that's how I think. So I'm committing to making sure that every day I sow seeds. That's why my book is called Money Seeds, guys. Like, I want to sow seeds every single day. I don't care if those seeds don't produce a harvest in 2018, 2019, or 2020. If I got to wait till 2021, I'm willing to do it. So just remember, financial success, it happens on purpose. And success does not visit the lazy. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Abundance University Podcast. Share this with someone you know, love, and trust. And continue to get after those goals, man. Get after them. Don't let up. If you're in Cincinnati, reach out to me. We can have coffee. We can have lunch. We can have dinner. We can have FaceTime, whatever. I don't care. Let's get to it, because you deserve everything you desire as long as you're willing to work hard for it. God bless.